Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
Welcome back to part two of our in-depth coverage of the Intel Reader. In part one, we did the unboxing, which basically we just did a little tour of our first impressions of the device. But that was without reading the manual or doing anything. Now we've actually had a little bit of time to play with it, and we are ready to do a hands-on demonstration. And we are going to show you just about everything that this little thing can do. First, we'll start out with the real tour of the device. Again, on the top, first of all, the top left side, there is two speakers. They are stereo. Not separated that far apart, but you can tell that they are stereo. Below that is a screen. That takes up probably two-thirds of the front of the unit. Below the screen are three buttons that are mostly for visual purposes that let you switch between the image and text mode. The center button does, and the two to the sides adjust other display settings, you know, basically the size and things like that. The right side is where all the buttons that we're going to be concerning ourselves with. First of all, to the right of the speaker is a diagonal button that's the play key. Below that, right below play, is a back button, it's a little round button. Then below that, and on the right side, is a five-way navigational apparatus. The four arrows, all round buttons, and a big round select, OK, enter, whatever you call it, button in the middle. In the bottom left corner of that is an options button. And then on the bottom, there are three buttons. The one to the left is favorites. The one to the middle is voice speed, and the one to the right is the guide button. There's also a couple other buttons. The shoot button, of course, you know, probably the most important one on this thing, is actually on the top. As you have it sitting on the table, it would be at the back right corner facing the wall diagonally out in front of to your right. So it's like on the back of the machine. But that will make more sense as we realize how we hold the reader. There's a lock switch on the back, which is always cool to lock the keypad. There is a volume rocker switch on the right side for up and down volume. The front has both USB host and client ports, the power, and the camera are all on the front. Also on the back, actually, is the power button. It's in the back middle. And that's, of course, where you would power the unit on and off. And there's also a headphone jack on the back as well. So that's the unit. As I said before, and we weighed it at our scale, it was about a pound and a half. It's now inside of its sleek-looking case. I think that's one of the coolest things about this. It's a nice case. You could zip up this outside compartment. If you do that, then you still have this separate top flap that you can pull in and out to get access to the reader. And that's probably how you normally would leave it, looks like. The only reason you would unzip it is you want to get to the battery and things like that. But you might as well, I guess, just keep it zipped for basically normal operation. This top compartment kind of clamps down by a little magnet on the front. And you flip that back to gain access to the main part of the unit. So, I'm going to now turn the unit on. It's going to take a little while. That beep means it's coming on. It takes a little while to power up at first, and that kind of scares people away, or it can. But there is a standby mode, so you really only have to do this once. This is kind of like a hard reset of the unit. And once you turn it on, you have access to all of the functions, and you can go into the standby mode and back. Which only takes a couple seconds. So as you can see here, it's actually booting up everything. It's some sort of a Linux-based operating system and a 1.86 gigahertz processor under the hood. It's an Intel Atom processor, of course, of sorts. There we go. Some pretty cool sounds on here. And we are back at the default settings, so this is exactly how it would come to you.
Home menu, library.
And let's turn this up a little louder. That's on the side again, the rocker switch for volume. We are in the home menu of the Intel Reader. So we might as well start out by trying to take a picture of something, because of course that would be what you'd be doing with this most often. We have this practice page. This is the one that has the Braille on it. Now, the camera's on the bottom. So this might seem a little awkward, but once you get used to it, it ain't that bad. So the camera's on the bottom, so you face the unit up, so the keyboard's facing you to take a picture. That shoot button is now on the top right, actually in the actual top, so there's a good placement for the button. They say about nose high, which is, I guess, kind of depending on how high of a table you're using.
Shoot mode.
I press it once for shoot mode. I'm going to press it again. Feel like I'm at a casino. So we have taken the picture, and we are going to leave this in verbatim, so you get an idea of how long it actually takes to
press shoot to capture another.
So there you
image.
Go. It's done taking the picture. I could take another picture at that point, or I can hit play, which is what I did. And now it's processing the image.
/. Will be a reader to capture the following excerpt from a popular novel. When you hear end of practice page, you'll know that you captured the entire page. For more information about capturing text, please refer to the reader user manual. Please keep this page with your product documentation for future use. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Lewis Carroll. Chapter 1. Down the Rap.
Alright, well, I just pressed the OK button, which pauses the reading. And, of course, this is the practice page that comes with the unit, so you would definitely expect this to work. If it didn't, you would have some major problems going on. But we are now in the document for the page. I can do a few things here. I can do my usual navigation commands. Up and down arrow go by sentence.
Next sentence, Alice. Next sentence, so. Next sentence, there. Next sentence, oh. Previous sentence, there.
And actually, that's just moving you up and down between the sentences.
There was nothing so very remarkable in that. Nor did Alice think it's...
And you press OK to start and stop reading. What it's doing, it's reading you the next word.
The sentence, there.
So that I can do right and left arrow.
Much, out, of, the, way, to, here, the, rabbit, say, to, itself, oh, dear, oh.
And of course.
Dear, I shall be late. When? Late.
I shall be, I think that's saying late. Now there's a command to spell the current word. If I hold down the OK button for a second.
L-A-T-E.
And that would spell the current word. If I hold down the left arrow.
Top of page.
Takes you to the top of the page. Right arrow.
Document.
If you hold down the right arrow, it takes you to the bottom of the page. Or the document. So that's basically the typical navigation commands. I could keep scanning other things, of course. And it would... add them to the memory as well. There is no save function. Everything is just automatically saved. There's a few gigs built in, I believe 4 gig built in. So everything is just saved automatically. And you'll see that in a little bit when you go to the recent documents and it's going to browse through the folders on here, that you can kind of just go back and read anything that you've read in the past until you delete it or move it to a computer. So that is kind of cool. It's just automatically there and you don't have to think about it if you were to accidentally press shoot and go into another image. There's an options key. Now, the options key is kind of like the right click in Windows. It's very context sensitive. It's a nice little cool way of doing options instead of just having everything in an options menu. So if I press it here,
reader options, add to category.
Add to category. You can set up categories where you can add these pages and other things to a category. So for instance, I can add this to a category.
Add to category, new category. Favorites. Stuff.
Favorites is a category. Remember I said there was a favorites button? So favorites is the category that's accessed as soon as you hit that button. So say I really want to save this page to Alice in Wonderland.
Favorites.
I can up arrow to favorites and press OK.
Add to favorites.
It's,
yes,
I do. I'll press OK.
Add to favorites.
Nice little chime there, and it's added to the favorites. And basically, whenever you're done with something like that, you press back.
Texts. DVD reader.
And we're back there.
DVD reader options menu. Add to category.
We're back in the options menu.
Info.
We'll just tell us a little bit about the document.
Info. DVD Reader. Reader book. One page.
Basically tells you how many pages and what type of file you're reading.
Texts. DVD reader. DVD info. Delete. Rename.
Delete, of course. We'll get rid of it.
Save as audio.
Save as audio is kind of cool. This will basically take this page using the current voice and rate and pitch and all that stuff, and it will save it as an audio file.
Add pages.
So actually, we'll save this as audio. We can come back to it a little bit later.
Converting 0%.
This was one page, so we'll see how long that takes. One of those situations where it might be nice to have a...
58%.
Oh, there it goes. I was going to say, I'd like to hear a little more of an update, but it is moving. And that was 58%, so we should be just about done right about now. So maybe 10, 15 seconds per page.
Save as audio complete.
There we go. So now we've saved that page, that practice
text
page, as an audio file, which is kind of nice. And we can maybe come back to that later. So we can... we have one other thing on here.
DVD info. Delete. Rename. Save as add pages.
Add pages.
Save as add pages. Ship mode.
Add pages will bring us back to the shoot mode if you want to put more into the same file of sorts. So if we wanted to, if we had another page of Alice in Wonderland, we can hit the add pages and it will let us...
Press shoot to capture an image.
Let us do that. So we're going to get back out of there, though. We don't want to do that right now.
Home menu. Library.
All right, we're back in the home menu. Let's try scanning something else, because, you know, that is what this thing is for. You know, and it's going to be very, let's try something, I don't know how, you know, we're just going to do a little trial and error here, and let's see how this works.
Ship mode. Focusing.
There's a stand that you can optionally get with this. We did not receive the stand, so I'm not able to test that, but I know that would help line things up a little better and probably give you operations similar to an iPal or the old Canopy Reader Classic with its stand.
Press shoot to capture another image. Press play to hear your text.
There, I just wanted that whole message to play out. That's when you, as soon as you hear that, you can press play, and it will begin the processing. So it's processing right now. It'd be nice to... here's some beeps or something. That
no text on page.
No text on page. Let's try something a little more sensible, shall we? Let's, here's a box.
Shoot mode. Focusing. Capture another image. Press play to hear your text.
All right, so we're going to press play, and we'll see. It's not processing the image. And even if I were to cancel here, I could come back, and it would still let me process its image. It's not.
PCBF5 artificial flavor contained no apple juice.
Well, that's interesting. That's part of a box of apple cider, spice cider.
/ I single serving plus envelopes 0.60z.fwvelqpes net weight 8.402 pg end of document.
I think 02 is supposed to be OZ for ounces. So it actually started processing and read me what it had, and then it went back and kept processing the rest of it. So there you go. That's there. I actually, let's put that in a category, just to show that we can do that, and we'll,
artificial flavor contain options. Info. Add to category. Info. Delay. Info. Add to,
yeah, right.
Add to category. Stuff.
Stuff.
Add to stuff.
Yes.
Add to stuff.
Alright, we have put the apple cider mix into our stuff category.
Texts. Artificial flavor contain.
We're gonna try this, with one more thing, actually. Here's the, this is the manual for the reader, the print manual. Of course, it comes with a built-in one here, so, you know, normally you wouldn't do this, but here's the print manual.
Ship mode.
And we'll see how this works.
Focusing.
I'm laid out to a glossy page in the middle of the manual. So a lot of times these products do have trouble with glossy images, so we'll see how this one works here. As soon as I hear that message again, I can press the play button.
Press shoot to capture another image.
I press play, so now it's processing, and we'll see if we have any luck with the manual. Still processing. Be nice to hear some sort of indication. A beep. Another cool sound. Something would be really cool here, because you're just not sure what's going on. And I'm not sure what's going on visually. Maybe it works visually. But...
Chapter 4. Using the reader to delete all files from the text or audio menu.
Well, that's good.
Highlight one of these menus in the library menu. For example, highlight audio. Then press options. The audio options menu appears, and delete all audio is
No, I don't know about you.
Speed menu.
That's a little slow.
10 words per minute.
That's a little slow for me. They measure their voice rates by words per minute. We're going to make this
120 words per minute.
We're going to show you how fast you really can go.
150 words per minute. 100 words per minute. 350 words per minute. 400 words per minute. 450 words per minute. 500 words per minute.
500 words a minute. That's crazy. We'll do it at 300 for the fast speakers just for a minute, just so you can hear how the voice is at fast speeds. Okay. I can understand that, but a lot of you probably can't, so we'll compromise, eh?
170 words per minute.
170?
170 words per minute. Selected.
Sound good? All right.
Audio file that you have open, or you can select a file from the library and rename it. Note, you can rename any text file that you capture using the reader.
So there you go. There's the basic reading options. There is no way to go left and right by character. So there's little quibbles like that. But remember, this is a version 1.0, and it'd be cool to have some more navigational options. But it's also important to remember the target market for this, I think, is a little more low vision than blind. So the words are on the screen as it's being read. You have options of how big you want the text, or you could have it just display a word at a time, as we'll see. Let's go look at some of those other menus and see what else is in this thing.
Texts, chapter 4, using the red library menu, categories. Home menu, library.
We're at the home menu again. I pressed back a couple times. You can also hold down back.
Home menu, library.
If you hold down the back key, it takes you to the home menu. So then we have our library. So I'm going to press OK.
Library menu, categories. Texts. Audio.
So you can store stuff by in the text or audio folder, or as we saw before, you can give something into a category.
Texts, categories.
So which is kind of like folders, basically. So you can do folders under the text and audio from a computer. You can create folders. Or from here, you can put things in categories.
Categories, stuff, favorites.
Favorites, stuff.
Stuff.
Stuff is a category I created for categories.
Stuff options menu, rename, delete stuff.
Say I don't want to call it stuff anymore. I gotta show this off. This is
rename.
The rename category feature.
Enter new name.
This reminds me of a Nintendo. Say I want to rename it MISC.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M.
Anybody remember the old Nintendo when you had to go through and pick each letter of your name?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
We're just gonna call it MISC.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S. A, B, C. Rename to MISC?
Yes.
Yes. Category named to MISC.
So there's our MISC category now. And,
categories, MISC. Favorites.
Let's go out of here.
Library menu, categories, texts.
We'll go to text.
Texts, chapter 4, using the red.
It kind of names it by the first line of the OCR, if it has it.
Pathways to Success, chapter 4, using the red.
A couple of those are files I copied over from the computer. There's chapter 4 that we just were OCRing a minute ago.
Reader. You cannot rename text files that you download to the reader from another source. Texts, chapter 4, using the red.
It held our position, which is really cool. So it does remember where you were last time.
Pathways to Success. How to win friends and influence people and how to stop worrying and start living.
All right, there's a Bookshare book. I copied that from the computer. I just want to show you that you can do that. And I press OK. We're opening that.
Downloading and using this material, you agree that neither Bookshare nor the authors or original publishers of the materials shall be financially responsible for any loss or damage to your writing, texts, pathways to success, how to win friends and influence people, and how to stop worrying and start living.
So there you go. That's a book from Bookshare. So it does play Daisy Books from Bookshare, of course, not from RFB and D or NLS, because you would need the keys for them. But you can do regular Daisy Books and Bookshare. There's audio support is MP3 and Wave, and text support is text and Daisy. So it's a little limited on file formats. It'd be nice to see some more formats added, you know, doc files, RTFs, and of course some of the other audio formats.
Library menu, categories.
Speakers are actually quite nice.
Texts.
Let's go to audio.
Audio. Audio. 1001. Audio reader. Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway.
Let's and play a song here.
Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway.
Of course, we listened to this before too, so it held our position in the song. The volume goes quite loud for a room. It's hard to demonstrate volume, of course, on an audio recording. I'm moving it up and down now. I can fast forward and rewind through the song. I can go to beginning or end. I can play and pause with the OK button. The speakers, again, are in stereo. It's really cool, of course, for headphones. They're not very far apart, but it is stereo output. Fast forward kind of starts out slow and gets faster, like the stream. And you can hear it. Problem is, there isn't a way to fast forward a long way, which is a little bit unfortunate. So it would be nice to have some ways to jump a little bit faster through the file. Because it does take a little bit of time to get the speed up when you fast forward. When you're in the listening to a file, you can immediately add it as a favorite if you want, which is kind of cool. And you can, there's always options. There's an info option here, but it doesn't tell you. All it tells you...
Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway options, add to category, info, delete, rename, delete info.
All the info button tells you
info.
Here.
Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway, audio file.
It just tells you it's an audio file. It doesn't tell you the artist or size, things like that.
Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway.
You notice the way a lot of the functions are put into this unit, they're going after giving you the simplest interface, and so they don't clutter it with a lot of information. It's not like an audio player where you'd get title, artist, copyright, bit rate. You know, they're guessing you don't really need to know that information, or that's not what they're targeting here. So you just get exactly what they feel you need to know, which is, you know, it's a very minimalist approach, but... I think for the market that they're trying to go after, it works out all right.
Audio, Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway.
So there's some audio.
Library menu, categories.
Oh, yeah, we converted our...
Text, audio.
Our text to audio.
Audio, Black Eyed Peas, Drello.
Before.
Cardings, Solstice, Inner Planets. Solstice, Drello, Black Eyed Peas, Demolia Reader. 1001, Demolia Reader.
I think this will be right here. This was our text page. I press OK.
Demolia Reader, /. Reader to capture the following excerpt from a popular novel audio, Demolia Reader.
And notice how it's saved in the voice, or in the speed that we had before, when it was originally at 110 words per minute. So that's how it was saved to audio. So it's now converted to audio, which is kind of cool to have that feature, especially if you want to move it to another player, computer, BookSense, VictorStream, things like that.
Library menu, categories.
That's the library menu, essentially. You can set in the options how you want it, your file sorted, either by name or by date.
Home menu, library.
And, of course, you can rename and delete files from there as well.
Recent items.
Recent items is like your recent documents list on the computer.
Recent items, Demolia Reader.
The most recent item was the audio we just listened to.
Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway.
And then the Black Eyed Peas.
And
the book, share book.
So
it's just a reference for recent documents if you want to open them back up right away.
Home menu, recent items.
Shoot mode is what we had a minute ago. Options in there, basically you can turn the flash on, off, or auto. And let's see what else you can do here.
Shoot options menu, start new session, flash setting.
The other one is start new session. So you can shoot multiple pages at a time and keep taking pictures and taking more pictures and taking more pictures, and it'll put them in one file. But if you want to start a new file without playing what you already had, you can go to start a new session and it will start you over. Say you're doing chapters of a book and you want to do an entire chapter, and then you can go to start a new session to start the next chapter.
Shoot mode.
I'll go back to the main menu.
All menu, shoot mode.
And
settings.
Now there isn't a lot under settings because a lot of the settings are buried, are actually, you know, they're, you know, where they should be under, you know, the different items, the shoot mode and the library mode and things like that. But there is some stuff under here.
Settings menu, basics.
Under basics.
Basics menu, date and time.
Date and time, of course.
Sleep setting.
Sleep setting. That refers to how long it will take for the unit to shut off. That's not a sleep timer, it's a sleep mode. You can have it shut off.
Sleep setting menu, 10 minutes.
After
selected.
10 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Selected.
So I've now selected 2 minutes, or you can turn it off and go to never. And once you select an item, it keeps you in the menu. You have to press back to get back to the previous menu.
Basics menu, sleep setting.
So now we're into basics again, sleep setting.
Date and time.
And date and time, that's the only two we have there.
Settings menu, basics. Display.
Display is, of course, stuff dealing with the screen.
Display menu, text size.
Text size.
Text size menu, menu text size. Playback text size.
This is what I was talking about. First of all, there's two, one for the menus and one for playback, so, you know, very well suited for low vision users.
Playback text size menu, small, selenium, large, one word at a time.
All the way from small to one word at a time. That's probably great for learning disabled people. You just want to hear a word, and if you go right and left arrow, it'll show the current word and say it. So that's a great feature for people who need something like that, I think.
Text size menu, playback text size.
That's the text size.
Display menu, text size, display timeout.
Display timeout is how long it will take for the screen to turn off.
Display theme.
Display theme lets you do some different colors.
Display theme menu, blue, select red, yellow, green.
Blue, red, yellow, or green. So again, for different contrasts and things
display
like that.
Display menu, display theme, display control.
Display control.
Display control menu, display on, selected, display off. Display on, selected.
Display on and off. So if you are totally blind, as I am,
display off.
We're going to turn the display off now.
Turn display off. Yes. Display control menu. Display off. Selected.
So now we have the display off, and there's no reason for us to have it on. We might as well turn it off. You can also turn the menus
display menu.
Off.
Display control.
As we'll see in a second.
Menu voice.
It's under voice. Here we go. You can turn the menus speech off as well. It will not let you turn the display and the menu speech both off. Kind of like a, you know, just be careful type thing. Because otherwise, there probably be not a lot of good ways to figure out where you are. You turn the thing on, and you wouldn't be able to see or hear anything. So you can't do both.
Voice menu, voice speed.
Voice speed is the same as the button. You go from really slow.
Voice menu, 150 words per minute.
We did the fast.
130 words per minute. 97 words per minute.
70 is the slowest.
70 words per minute.
Selected. Wow, let's
89,
go back.
150 words, 170 words per minute, 170 words per minute. Select voice menu, voice speed, voice gender.
Voice speed, voice gender. Now, those of you that are techie, if you figured out the voice, it's Loquendo, Dave and Susan. And they're responsive, Loquendo, I must say.
Voice gender menu, female.
Let's go selected. To male. We've had Susan for a while.
Male.
So we'll do Loquendo Dave for a bit.
Male, selected. Voice menu, voice gender. Voice pitch.
There's the pitch of Dave or Susan.
Read menus.
And read menus, what I was just talking about, you can turn the menus on and off. I'm not going to turn them off because then I'd have trouble doing the rest of this review.
Settings menu, voice, security.
Security lets you set a PIN code to lock the unit. Basically, every time you turn it on, it would ask you for that PIN code. So it's basically like password protecting your unit. It's a nice little feature to have.
Restore defaults.
Restore defaults will take you back to the original settings, of course. And that's it. The other settings that you might be looking for are basically in their respective areas, as I said before.
Help.
Here's help.
Help menu. Quick start guide.
We have a quick start guide, and then we have the entire manual. The quick start guide, of course, is, you know, what you'd read first to get you started.
User manual.
The user manual is the entire text of the manual, which is also delivered in print and on an audio CD. It's pretty easy to browse on here. It basically takes you through each section. Say we want to learn about connecting to a computer, which we're going to talk about in a minute.
User manual. Getting started. parts of the reader using the reader.
Using the arrow keys?
Capturing and plain customizing the reader. Using the reader with other devices.
I'm going to hit OK.
Using the reader with other devices. Play all.
Play all would play the whole chapter.
Introduction. Connecting to the portable capture station. Using the reader with the keyboard.
Using the reader with a keyboard, incidentally, yes, you can connect this reader to a regular computer keyboard or a mouse, which is interesting. I don't know the exact reason why you would do this. I mean, because to me, it kind of loses a lot of the portability by doing this. But, you know, maybe the keyboard, if you're more used to regular keyboard buttons and things like that, it's definitely an option.
Using the reader with a mouse. Using the reader with the computer.
And then there you go. Let's say we want to hear one of these. We'll hit OK.
Using the reader with the computer, the EDF extension. The DAISY book player opens, and you can begin listening. If you do not have a DAISY book player, you can read the book in text format. Simply open the file with the EDF using the reader with other devices. Using the
actually,
with the computer.
We, again, it held our place because we were trying this out earlier, and it held our place.
Reader compatible files. Connecting to an external drive.
So, I would have to I press the hold on the upper arrow, taking back to the top.
Connecting to the portable capture station.
Let's hit OK on this one. I have not read this at all.
Connecting to the portable capture station. More detailed information about using the reader with the capture station. Refer to the portable capture station user manual.
Ah,
please contact
yes.
your local reseller for information.
There is a portable capture station user manual,
and capture station.
That would let me do that. So there you go. That's the entire manual. You can browse it like you can other books. And it's there. It's everything you would want to know about the entire reader, all self-contained inside of it.
User manual. Using the reader menu.
Let's get out of
home menu.
That's the help menu. We have a couple other buttons, as we talked about a little while ago. The favorites key.
Favorites category. View only reader.
So there's a favorites category, and I'm going to save a couple of things to it. The test page from earlier.
Black eyed peas. Make me happy.
And the black eyed peas, and there it is.
Black eyed peas.
It still picks up where you left off.
Favorites category. Black eyed peas. Meet me halfway. Home menu. Library.
That's some very simple operation there for the favorites. The voice button is to the right of favorites, which that's for speed. We used that before. The one to the right of that is guide, which lets you get to the help screen and also device info. We can do the device info now.
Guide menu. Device status.
Device status.
Device status. 10:20 p.m. January 9th, 2010. Battery 70%. Storage 10% full.
All right. So we saved quite a few things, copied a few songs on here now, and we're still only at 10% and 70% battery, and that's after probably 2 or 3 hours of use already. So not bad for that. And what else do we have here?
Home menu, library, guide menu, device status, go to help menu, bad.
Oh, you can just go to the help menu from there, too, directly. So those keys work anywhere in the reader, the device key, the favorites key. Etc. Etc. Navigation is pretty simple to get around from place to place. So let me give you some general comments and some other features that are in this thing now that we've played with this a bit. On the front is a USB host and client. As I said, you can connect a flash drive, and you can connect this to a computer, which we did to copy those songs and a couple of the other files on there. When you OCR a book, it actually creates a DAISY version of it, in addition to a text version of it, which makes it really cool to navigate, especially in other players. So if you're scanning several pages, it's kind of cool that it actually just puts together the whole DAISY package for you and lets you browse it that way, either on here or on a computer with a DAISY player or another DAISY device. You can do firmware updates, if there were any. There hasn't been any since we received this. They're still on version 1.0, but you can load them in via the USB cable, and there's a process for updating your unit. Now, as I said, there is a standby mode, so you don't have to power it off and on. Let's just show that to show you how long it would take. I hold down the power button for about a second, and we are now in standby. And I can hold it down again until I hear a little click. And here we go. So there you go. That's probably what I would do if I was, for normal operation. I wouldn't power all the way back off and back on. It's kind of like how a lot of your devices, like your book sensor, your Braille note, have a hard reset and a soft reset. So I would say for normal use, if you're able to charge this up at night, you should be okay just keeping it in standby unless something goes crazily wrong, which of course you can, there's a a reset method by holding down the power button for quite a few seconds. So that's the basics of the unit. It's the price in the U.S. is about $1,500. Now, $1,500, I have to admit, is a little more than I would be willing to pay for what this does. But at the same time, it is very refreshing to see a mainstream company trying something like this. It's, you know, this is groundbreaking on a lot of fronts. Not for really for OCR, because you have the KNFB reader, and you have other portable products that are out there before. But having a mainstream company like Intel do this is pretty groundbreaking. You kind of consider all the, you know, they've been able to garner a lot more media and press coverage for this than the KNFB ever has. And, you know, does that make it a better product? No, not necessarily. But it does bring more attention to the need for devices that are accessible, especially as the population is aging, and also for the learning disabled. Now, many would say, and I would have to agree, this is probably a little more targeted for low vision users. And I think that probably could be fixed by adding a few more auditory commands. They did some good research on, you can make the voice go pretty fast, the speech is very responsive. It would be nice to hear a few more audible tones for progress beeps and things like that, especially as it's processing the image and things like that. It's a little slow for processing images than I would like. And we're going to do comparisons between this and the KNFB reader in the final part of this series. But you're looking at somewhere between 25 and 35, 40 seconds from the time that you start pressing the shoot button to the time that it gets the image. And it would be nice to have it a little bit faster. I've actually thought it would be a little bit faster considering how fast the processor is. Luckily, this is another type of thing that I think could be fixed with software. And it just slows things down a little bit. What you could do is you could shoot a whole bunch of images and then kind of leave it alone and let it process while you go to do something else and then come back and read it. That's something you can't do with the KNFB reader. It's a lot easier, I think, here to do batch processing and things like that. It definitely excels for low vision users compared to some of the other offerings, considering the different colors choices that are available, the different text sizes. You can do text sizes with the KNFB reader, but as far as some of the other stuff, it's not as much. So the size of the screen, I think, definitely helps out. If you compare the size of this screen to that of a phone screen, which is maybe a third of that, you can have a lot more possibilities for low vision users, definitely. It would be nice to have some more formats, but this is a good start. You know, again, as version 1.0, they got what they had to have in there to get it going. It's easy to come out and say, oh man, they should add support for more formats, or they should just make it a computer, or they should add various media options. But I kind of think of this as the Trekker Breeze of OCR systems, and that's not necessarily bad. You want someone, and they want someone, I think, to just be able to pick this thing up and use it. They don't want to have to deal with a lot of different options and jargon and things like that. You know, where you're targeting this is someone who, is just wants to read their pages. And, they're not going to be as concerned about the speed of it. They will be concerned about the quality of the OCR. And, as we've seen, and, there's a little bit of hit and miss there. You have that with all products. But you gotta, I certainly think there could be some improvements in OCR. But, again, it's a version 1.0, so you don't know. I like the size. I love the design of the case. It's very sturdy, and the unit itself, it's very well constructed. And the way the keys are laid out with the dedicated options key and the favorites key, it's a really nice little features there. Be nice to have a key to mute speech in some situations. And the lock switch on the back is definitely pretty nice to have. The real test of this thing comes with OCR, and us and other people have definitely have reported mixed results with this. And it'll be interesting to see how it does on various types of reading material. And we're going to do more of that in the next part as we compare this with the KNFB reader. But consider the target market. If you're a really high-tech user, and you have your accessible phone, and you have all sorts of stuff loaded on it, I don't think this is the target market. This is not who they're going after with this. Yeah, it might work for you, but they're really going after someone who just wants a reading product that they don't have to think about what else it does. You don't have to load up a computer and load up the Kurzweil software or whatever other OCR software or carry a scanner with you. This is one of those devices that what it does, it reads books. And it does that, relatively well, give or take on the OCR and all that stuff. But, as far as having a simplistic interface, I think it does a really good job. I would hope there's going to be some updates for this. I'm certain they're going to leave this at a 1.0, and then, with all the user feedback. They've gotten a lot of attention, though, at CES, and it is good to see a device like this make its way into the mainstream and from a mainstream company. I think that definitely will help bridge the gap between mainstream companies and AT products. That's a gap that's definitely narrowing quite a bit. So that's part two, the initial hands-on demonstration of the Intel Reader. We're going to come back later, and we're going to do a side-by-side comparison between the Intel Reader and the KNFB Reader. And we're going to do a side-by-side comparison and some benchmarks to do some comparisons of speed and accuracy. So do join us next time on Blind Bargains. I'm JJ Meadow. Thanks for listening.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.